Welcome back to Vodka, Sofa and Lies. I'm Dan Morrison.
And my name is Lisa Hamilton.
We were missing last week.
Yeah.
There was a tragedy.
Full-blown tragedy on the dance floor.
Murder on the dance floor.
It was a yeah.
What a bop.
I'm feeling all sorts of shame and guilt.
Yeah. There were tears.
Yes.
There were tears. We recorded an episode last week. We did.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to bring you something that we'd been promising for too long now.
Yeah.
Far too long. And we thought we were going to deliver. We thought...
We were right not to say anything the week before, though, when I wanted to spill the beans.
We predicted that something was going to go wrong. And it wasn't that we didn't get a guest.
Yeah.
It was that technology fucking hates us.
Would we blame it all on technology, though?
Well, okay, I would also blame it on our state of being during that day as well.
Let's take people...
Paint the picture.
Paint the picture. So last Wednesday night...
Yes.
Myself, dear Daniel, and some of our friends were fortunate enough to head along to Mark Ronson's gig.
His little DJ set.
And here we were, big balls, walking in there. Yeah, we can have a drink on a Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can stay out all hours. Cannot.
We were wrong.
We were fully wrong. What we had also failed to calculate is that we had invited a guest to be on the podcast
the
following day. It was a long day.
Yes. And we kept saying to each other...
Why?
Why
do we do this?
Any other day.
But we had locked in a guest and it was a good guest and we were getting somewhere.
Yeah. We were like, this is a moment for us.
Yeah, we were like, we're going to look back on this moment in the podcast and be like, that was it. That was the moment where we became good at what we're doing.
And we know how to fuck a good thing up. This is why we can't have nice things. That's what kept coming into my head during this whole ordeal.
So we had Alicia...
From Bachelor in Paradise fame.
Yes. We had her locked in. She willingly wanted to come and be on the podcast. We tried to make it as professional as we could, but at this point in the afternoon, I had been sweating, alcohol out every single hole you can think of.
Yep.
It was just...
You had been.
Yeah, it was gushing. I smelt like bin juice.
We thought it was a good idea for us to go to F45 during the day because we're like, sweat it out, we'll be fine.
Took an even worse turn after that. I was delirious. We apologized to Alicia for our state, but we, you know, remained professional.
Soldiered on.
And then we started recording and the air conditioning turned off. The heat was hot.
The heat was hot. The room was a steaming.
And it must be said, we finished the podcast. It was great. And then upon listening to the audio file, there were a lot of technical glitches.
There were a few things that went wrong. First of all, we had Lisa for the first, I don't know, few minutes of the podcast.
Yeah, you can hear me clear.
And then we lost her.
Yeah.
She gone.
Much like I tapped out of life the night before, my sound went, see ya.
Yeah.
See ya later.
Left us.
So we really... grappled with what to do because it was such a great podcast.
It was great.
We had the
best time with Alicia.
As I believe we did. I kind of blacked out.
Yep.
At that point, I was in need of sleep, a shower, and some real salts.
We all needed a shower.
And some solids.
Yeah.
I wanted to put the episode out, but then Daniel and I discussed it and we just want to bring you a really high level of shit. And that it just wasn't making it. But we thought we've got to give you some snippets.
Yeah.
We've got to give you a little taste of what happened. So we apologize.
And we apologize to Alicia.
We
a great are guest.
Inconsistently consistent, if nothing else.
Yes.
So without further ado, please enjoy our intro.
This is when Lisa was still with us.
Still with us. And then I tap out. I think you'll enjoy this.
Yes. And apologies for some of the audio quality during this.
Yeah, I just apologized already.
But we must say it.
Guys, we're sorry.
We're so sorry. But please enjoy our intro. Welcome back to Vodka, Sofa and Lies. I'm Dan Morrison.
And my name is Lisa Hamilton. We, for the first time...
We've hit the jackpot.
We have made good on our promise.
We've been lying for weeks.
Yeah, we've been lying that we have...
A pool of guests coming.
So many guests. We did have one, Wade Sellers from an entertainment outlet that I'm not at liberty to say. But we've done it. We actually have a legitimate guest with us on Vodka, Sofa and Lies. I'm going to do a bit of a bio here.
Oh, I love this.
That was a hint.
She was a political queen and a reality TV star.
Oh my gosh, why didn't I come here earlier?
She was vying to be Mrs. Honey Badger.
Let's forget about that.
Yeah. I want to.
And quite happy that didn't
thank God.
Go through in the end. She was most recently on Bachelor in Paradise, and now she's ended up here.
Thank you.
This is the trajectory all along. I was just hoping to get here.
Thank you for doing charity work.
Stop.
So we have Alicia Aitken Radburn here. Woo!
It's so good to be here. I'm so excited.
Firstly, I've got to ask you... Why are you here? What?
Oh gosh!
What has led you? Because things are going good.
Well, look, let's like open slather here. I actually thought Dan was like super attractive, and I stalked Dan before making connections. Well, I really should have.
This is a bomb.
If I maybe had. Delved into your Instagram slightly more, I would have realized your sexual orientation.
There's a few boyfriend pictures
at
the bottom of that. Yeah.
I'm totally shook right now. I don't know how to process. So you've...
Yeah, I think from memory, I did of my own accord somehow stumbled upon your page. It was through Ben Granger, a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Should I go?
But it was...
Up to you.
Oh, maybe I should say.
See, I told everyone that my trajectory was leading up to this moment.
My God.
So I saw this. I saw Dan on a story of our mutual friend Ben, had a bit of a sass, and then I was working with Ben and we found ourselves in the same office and we managed to have a conversation. And then
I love that you had a stalk and like delved quite deep and then you were like,
I think, unfortunately,
the content that did it.
I think that was out of my control. Yeah. I was like, oh, stonewall. Okay,
but I do just want to say, like, I don't want to out you, but he is bisexual.
Oh, so my gosh. So there you go. Drinks after.
Why not?
But if you do want an out and you really were just like had a good talk and you're like, actually not for me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we can say
this has really changed the whole context of the interview. Are we on The Bachelor right now?
This is exactly where I thought it would go. Funnily enough.
Well, you were hoping it would go.
Oh, yeah. That's...
I'm flattered. Thank you so much.
I need some water.
It's hot in here anyway, besides the conversation.
This is my like, deep sexual fantasy along.
Me
like,
too.
Let's get the heater on in here. let's get to a weird place. Okay, so, wow. I don't even know.
Yeah, you don't know where to go from there. You weren't expecting that.
I wasn't, but I'm
you were hoping to say, I've given up, and now I'm here.
And I'm here, which you'd
sense.
Be well within your rights. Like, I don't think you understand how happy we are to have you. Like, I've brought in water for you. Like, that never happens.
No.
I mean, beer would have also been great, this is very professional. I like it.
Yeah, no, we were actually going to get wine, and then we had quite a large one.
We had a big night last night.
I think that's probably for the best.
I can't believe you've just got off a plane and you look like this as well. That's
Dan, stop. Save it for drinks.
Wasn't it a good time?
Just for context, we're just sitting in a room, not playing the audio back to ourselves because we've already chosen what we're going to like lift out from the episode. So we just sit here and go silent for a few seconds
and look at each other
and then we're back in the room.
But it was fun at the time. And once again, I'm having a good time.
Yeah. It's good we're able to laugh about it now because we were distraught last week. You told me when I messaged you about it, you said you were crying.
Yes.
And then
I was eating Domino's and then
while I ate a whole box of shapes. And while I was waiting for the bus, I think I had a single, like, Lauren Conrad tear go down my face because I was like, this has been a lot. It was just a trying day already with the body, but then...
And I was, like, just so proud of us for making it through, let alone...
And like, had such a great time.
Such a great time. I mean, looking back, we fully catastrophized the whole thing. Like, it's okay. We've been able to salvage some of it. And there were so many good nuggets there that we've got to play for you. A moment in the chat. It was a casual chat where she talks a little bit about what happens on Bachelor in Paradise and the... I don't know, the fucking...
The fucking. Yeah. So basically we got Alicia to start ranking the bachelors, which we have had done on a past previous episode. Present. She did actually have the same bottom two as me, which is Honey Badger and Blake Garvey, so
maybe it's just because you two wanted to root.
Well, we heard that in the intro. Yeah. So, which really actually took me out of the room as well. That was just another thing that just went,
Daniel's
shit.
Daniel's soul fully floated out above
it
his
intimidated
head.
The shit out of me. I was not prepared for that whatsoever.
And once again, I must mention, like, the air conditioning had gone off, so it was hot.
Yeah.
The heat was hot.
The heat was hot. But, yeah, so this is just a little, like, midway through us chatting about Bachelor rankings. We got this little nugget.
Yuck.
So I think I probably do, like, let's go Sam Wood, Tim Robards, then Maddie J, then Richie. Richie's like it.
Okay.
What? Would you
Well, what's...
Would you have gone there in Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, I think I would have.
Okay.
I mean, he was just a hard... He was hard in...
hard. He was hard, yeah. No, it sounds great.
Oh, God.
was there any boning in Bachelor?
Hell yes, there was.
Oh, my God.
But maybe not as much as people think, and probably less than the first season, I think.
Right.
But the people that were together, or there was like into... Like,
no, it was literally just me and Jules and Bill and Alex Nation.
Just going at it.
Yeah, all four of
them. I'd watch
and Richie was just next door.
Hard.
Why do you think he was hard? Anyway, wow. No, Richie, I have like a really soft spot for Richie, and I think
is
that
he
like
single right now?
I think he I don't know. I don't want to speak on behalf of Richie.
I feel like you could bump into him again at one of these cocktail parties.
Hopefully.
Would Alex Nation be okay with that?
I don't know. I haven't actually discussed my like little crush on Richie with her. Okay. He was really difficult in Paradise. I think there is something really intriguing and he's really intelligent and interesting about Rich, but he like you sort of just need to shake him, and like once he'd had a few daiquiris he was like a loose unit.
I was gonna say how everyone did you guys get?
Well, we were allowed 2 drinks an hour, and...
Oh, that's not for me.
An hour?
Oh, no, actually, if it's a cocktail...
it was actually perfect, because it's sort of...
Just every time?
Just double vodkas. Yeah. It sort of got you to the perfect level of buzz, where you're, like, sort of...
I'm still camera ready.
Yeah, you're still camera ready. You're okay for national TV, but you're also like just you've got a personality.
I drink myself a personality all the time. And we're back in the room.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's going to come back. Lisa really did not like me saying nugget as we just went into that. She was really disgusted with me then.
Yeah, I was.
And rightly so. So I'm sorry.
Yeah,
a lot of apologies this episode, really.
Because we've never talked about gross things before.
Oh, we've talked like, about some fucked up shit
like,
on
I'm
here.
Quite comfortable talking about throat pebbles, but you saying nugget, I'm like, you sick fuck.
Yeah, no, I stepped out of line. Apologies. The next bit we want to play...
The final part from this god-awful sounding...
Look, it was a lovely time. It just... Look...
sorry.
We can't do anything. I've never said sorry so much. I actually say sorry a lot in my life as well. Like I realize, like, you know, if you like bump into someone somewhere, I'm like, oh, sorry, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm like one of those people. And I need to stop saying it.
Yes. And I'm all for like, especially for women, like stop apologizing, yeah. Like everything's all good. But in this instance, I am sorry.
Yeah.
I've got to take an L on this one.
Yeah. We both do. Mm. So this was, we're talking to Alicia about possibly running into former love interest Jules at an event. Because, you know what,
they haven't spoken since it all went down.
Yeah.
And she's like living in fear that she's going to bump into him.
Because there's a lot of parties, a lot of cocktail parties.
A lot of cocktail parties. And please note the moment where I am so hungover, I can't think of a hypothetical event. So there's a moment where I just kind of like,
we won't be able to hear you anyway, love, so it's fine.
Okie dokie. Yep. Well, there is a moment
we
where
can hear you in the background.
Yeah, just listen really hard and I somehow pulled out cocktail party.
Yeah. And we also get to meet Svetlana, who is one of our favorite people now.
We stan Svetlana so hard and hope to see her again.
And here she is.
I think it will probably happen soon and we'll be amicable.
Hypothetical.
And, yeah.
Let's say next week you go to the opening of a new cocktail bar.
I couldn't think of what you're opening. True. Yeah. Got a couple of them floating on next week. I'm just cocktail bar to cocktail bar.
This is how
I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass. I'm like, I'm going to pass up a cocktail bar.
Go to the opening of I was like, a shoe store. No, that's not Okay, so
your brain's fried.
Yeah, it's fully fried. So, cocktail.
Yep, bar, beautiful.
You're there. Like, we've got our red carpets now. Yeah.
Guys, cocktails. Remember I went on Bachelor in Paris. Yeah.
Cameras are going wild.
I'm working them.
At this point, your publicist is pulling you away from the media, and you bump into Jules. What happened?
Oh, I'm imagining that when we do eventually, it's inevitable. We will bump into each other somewhere down the track. I'm imagining it will be pretty amicable. Mm-hmm. I'll probably be pretty protective of myself. Like I do. And it's unfortunate because I do just get along with him like raucously well.
Yeah.
And I think we would have the capacity to just be really great friends.
Yeah.
But I don't think that. I think I would probably keep it fairly light.
Yeah.
See, because there's a part of me that would want to fuck Nick Cummins or just get him. I would want to get him, like, I might be in a bedroom in, like, a sexy negligee and just, like, be really teasing him and then be like, sorry, feel like a kebab and walk out.
And then Nick Cummins.
Oh, that's the dream. Oh, so maybe he's the top of the list.
That's a new form of edging.
It is. A lot of edging chat tonight. I love it.
Big energy.
Yeah. That's a feminist move.
Yeah, that's you getting your femo move.
Exactly. I still have a theory, though, that he just wouldn't know. And I don't think he knows who I am. I could really, like, be standing next to him and he would not know who I am.
I don't think he remembers a single face of the show, to be honest. So that would just be you.
All the better for you to dupe him.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
Svetlana.
Yeah.
Do an accent.
Can you do an accent?
I think I'll offend a whole lot of whole geographical regions.
Don't worry, we offend a lot of people.
Yes. So. Right, Nick Cummins. So no, see, I'm never doing it again. That's awful.
Okay.
We're moving on.
You just pushed out.
I think
words.
It was really, it was very Borat. It was like, I like. Very nice. Come on with me, Nick Cummins. I think that's the only, and that's not even a good Borat. So.
It's a great Svetlana, though. So, yeah.
Mysterious woman.
Once you pile Jules,
yeah.
And then you.
What are you talking about? This is the accent I'm going to use when I bump into Jules inevitably at this event. And that's when it's going to all change. Yeah. You'll be back banging down my door.
Oh my God, laughing, listening back to that. Having such a good time. So yeah, as you can hear, we had
difficulties.
We had difficulties, but we had a really great time with her. And I don't know if she was like just good at sort of disarming us, but I honestly felt as if we might be friends in the future.
Yeah, maybe I not couldn't after tell if, this. Yeah, I don't, yeah, probably not after this. She'll probably hear this and be like, please never speak to me again.
But she's been so gracious.
Lose my DMs.
She's been so gracious in understanding that we had technical difficulties, and she has agreed to come back and it record.
We'll try and hold her.
And the reason
that.
I'm saying that is because so it's down. It's on a podcast. Yeah. She can't escape it now. Svetlana.
Yeah, please, Svetlana, come back. Even come back as Svetlana if you don't want to put your name on this again.
A babushka.
Yeah, babushka.
Oh, my God. Imagine if babushkas were on Bachelor in Paradise.
Is babushka like that Russian doll?
Yeah, it's like an old Russian woman.
Oh, I was like thinking about those dolls that like come apart.
That come apart.
That is it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So you thought that I was saying, let's put babushka dolls in Bachelor in Paradise and see them like... See the drama go down between a bunch of wooden dolls. To be honest, would watch.
Yeah, it's greenlit. It's happening. Please, Channel 10. We'll come in and pitch at you.
Okay.
Babushka Paradise.
So we love you, Alicia.
Yeah, we do love you. And also, we need to say it. Stunning.
Stunning.
Absolutely stunning. That's the first thing when she left the building and we just turned to each other and went, stunning.
Ooh. Also, because if you'd seen the way we looked that day, like...
I also tried to say goodbye to her in one of the most horrific scenes known to man because my brain wasn't working.
So I had the displeasure of having front row seats to the most awkward goodbye ever. She went in for a kiss and you went in for a hug and then
So the problem was is that we went in for like kiss on the cheek and I realized we just like touched cheeks and there was just like nothing there. Like I think my brain wasn't working that I just kind of like pressed my face against her and that was it.
But
I acknowledged, could have just left it there. Could have just went, nah, just leave it. And I had to go. I just really just pushed my face into yours and I didn't actually like kiss you properly. And then she was trying to leave. I was trying to go in for another one.
Yes. And it's like just make like, up leave
for
it,
what,
leave it.
I should have left it.
And there were flailing arms and like awkward laughs. And I'm just like, my eyes are wide open. And I'm like trying to tell Daniel with my eyes, like back off, like get out of this situation.
Yeah.
She already.
And then you looked at her to go get out as well. Just leave.
But you're not the only one at fault here. We took a selfie with her and I said, hey, I hope this isn't creepy, but you look so stunning.
Yeah. You said it to her face.
To her face.
Mm-hmm.
Because she honestly, I have to tell you, like the skin.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously not shooting Bachelor in Paradise in 4K because when you see her IRL, it's like a like real softly churned butter.
Wow, that's a beautiful description.
Thank you.
She's never going to come back now.
She's not
going to come back. Yeah, we've made it too creepy now. Mm. Okay, but
well
Alicia,
that was our first and last guest.
Yeah, first and last guest. Well, Wade was a guest.
Oh fuck, sorry.
Yeah, we keep.
She needs to bone.
Yes.
And so
we did tell her at the end of recording that our friend Wade, who was on the podcast after appearing on this, he talked about his dry spell and then
his
once
two-year
he left,
dry spell.
His 2-year dry spell went to fucking after that. And then.
And I love how she was like, yeah, I'm having a dry spell too. It's been two
weeks.
I'm like, oh, okay,
amazing.
Well, then me too.
But, you know, we hope that she got it in.
So, guys, a lot has been happening on the local celebrity scene this week. Almost too much to pack in, but we're going to try and zip around real quick. So I went to the Lion King premiere this week. And
I haven't actually asked you, how was it?
Really good.
Like the film?
Really good.
Okay.
I am a cold-hearted bitch and I got very emotional. It was like the full nostalgia and Billy Eichner is...
Amazing.
Steals the show.
Yeah.
Like, he's so funny. He's like plays obviously a very camp Timon. Who was played by someone quite camp back in the day as well, but his is just like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
So the Sydney premiere, sadly, no Beyonce. She could not make it.
What do you mean? No Beyonce.
But we did get some top A-list Aussie celebs there.
Like who?
Rove McManus.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's still kicking it.
He is. And in fact, I had a really fantastic situation where I was walking behind him into one of the cinemas.
Yep.
And it was a media screening, if you will. Like, I think it was mostly people that work in TV, radio, print, all that. And he walked in and he walked up to the man who was just checking that everyone had put their phones away. And he said, "Excuse me, sir. Now, is there a special place for all the VIP people to go? Is it this cinema or is it another one?" And the guy was like,
"No."
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just like so happy that I got to hear this. And the guy is like this 6'4", like 70-year-old guy who really could not give a shit who was a VIP. And he just said, "Yeah, no, it's just kind of you go free wherever." And honestly, that it was stunning. It was beautiful to see, beautiful to be a part of.
That, I know you're saying it's beautiful, but that sounds so, so sad.
I know. Poor old Rovi. I know.
I'm shocked he's still being invited to these things as well.
Yeah.
And that he's attending.
But he owns the project, right?
Sure.
I don't know if you can be the owner of
it. Yeah, I think it's production, whatever it is.
Yeah, he came up with it. Another really great situation was Ksenia Lukic.
Who's this?
So she's the host of E!
Okay.
There was
like the local host of E.
Yes, the local host of E. So it was a huge kerfuffle in the cinema, people trying to get seats.
Yeah.
Like it was just like bam, 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 trying to get a seat. It was just mayhem.
Mm-hmm. How was your seat?
Great. I mean, it wasn't allocated seats. You could just, you had to get in early.
I've been to one
of
these before. It's just like wherever.
Every man for himself. Yeah. And I got in early and just like had my popcorn and watched all of this go down. On one hand, you had Ada Nicodemo of Home and Away fame.
She was there. Lovely.
Liz Moussaka.
Who's that?
You know how she always made a Moussaka?
I did not know that.
And her name's Leah.
Oh, my God.
And, Leah's Moussaka was there. And she was, she's got a different face these days.
Really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I haven't tuned into Home and Away in a long time.
Well, you'll see someone different.
Yeah, I actually won't see her.
No, you won't see her. Yeah. So she was frantically trying to find a seat. And I think she had a case of the robes where she was like,
I thought it would have been a cotton wop section for the important people.
And I think she almost expected people to sort of rise up and give them her seat. She is Leah from Home and Away. And no one did. And then she just like kind of walked out, which I don't know where she went.
Like she...
Well, there were two cinemas.
There's the two. Yep.
Anyway, so then there were this guy who didn't know... who was just like in there with his partner, and there were two seats next to him. And because I was there early on, just this random woman said, "Hey, do you mind just saving those two seats for me? I've got to go get my friend." And he was like, "Yeah, sure, no worries." Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Then it had been about 30 minutes. And yes, I was sitting there for a good 45 minutes before the film started, I would have been annoyed because my phone was locked away and I couldn't touch it.
Oh, you didn't have a phone.
No, they cloaked all the phones.
Oh, shit, no. I actually get, like, I, like, scratch at myself and stuff when I'm, like, sitting in those things where they put them in, like, those wetsuit bags and stuff. That makes me feel ill. Like, I can't.
Yes, and normally I would have been okay, but it was such a show.
Yeah. There was so much going on in the room that you were fine. Yeah.
Anyway, so this guy was holding these two seats and then... it had been 30 minutes and then Ksenia came along with her husband and she said, "Hi, can I sit here in these two seats?" And they were good seats.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, there's this woman that wanted these seats. However, she's not been here for quite some time. So I reckon it's fair game and you can go in there. So she went in, she said, "Thank you," sat down. And then about 5 minutes later, this woman, big black curly hair, tiny little thing, storms up the stairs and goes, "Hey, you've taken my seats."
No.
And the people were like, "Oh, I'm sorry. They were just free seats." Yep. You said you were going to save the seats for me. And the guy was like, "Look, I'm sorry.
It's been so long.
You've been gone." Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, I was just looking for my friend."
No.
And she wouldn't let up. And Ksenia was like, babe, just like the seats over the seats, just go. And she was just not letting up. And then she stormed down to one of the PR girls and was pointing up and like making such a fuss. And at this point, the head of Disney had gone to do his speech at the front to let people know that you can buy.
And she's still causing a scene.
And the PR girl's like, shush.
It's a fucking
seat. Please shush. Yeah. And then she just kind of disappeared. But it was just amazing because I didn't think that such a commotion was going to be made about like a Disney film.
Yeah. And people at like a free screening.
At a free screening. You're in no position to be like.
You can't demand
shit. It's not allocated seats.
Rev McManus can't even get his VIP section. Neither can VIP screener.
Yeah, it was just amazing. And obviously I saw Tim Dormer there because it was. It was an event.
Yeah.
Which led me to have an argument with my boyfriend who said he's great.
Great in what way?
He really liked him on Big Brother. He was like, he played the game. He was incredible. And
he did. Are you kidding?
What?
Are we going to have this argument now as well?
Do you like him?
He was great for the show.
Right.
We talked about this when we were talking about Tully Smith the other day.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, as I know we don't remember anything we've talked about on previous podcasts, so I don't know why I've brought this up, but he was good because he was like a producer on the show and he was like making the drama himself. As a person, so, but he made the show. So I'm with your boyfriend on this.
Okay, well.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
We can start a fight now.
Anyway, it was just, it was amazing. Like, film aside, I would have been happy to just see
watch the commotion,
the pre-show commotion, and walk out of there. Had my little popcorn and see you later.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What an experience.
It was.
Australian media.
It's a beautiful thing, people. It's a beautiful thing. People think it's tacky. People think it's this. Yes. That's why it's great.
Yeah. That's why we love reality TV. Tacky shit.
Nugget.
In more Australian reality TV news that I didn't know I needed and didn't know was coming, the Masked Singer Australia has been announced, which had been announced. Osha was the host, but we didn't know who our judging panel were going to be. And if you thought that we were like, wow, what a clusterfuck the Australia's Got Talent judging panel was, which it still goddamn is, this is also something to behold.
Can you hold up?
Yes.
Can you just, maybe we should explain what the Masked Singer is because people
have no idea what this fucking concept is. It is a show from the US and they get a bunch of...
Which I'm pretty sure has been cancelled.
Possibly.
So we just buy it.
Yeah, we love it. Love a failing format. So it's a bunch of celebrities are dressed up in costume and it's a singing competition and you don't know who the celebrity is, but when they get eliminated from the show, they reveal who the singer is and then you find out whoever wins the competition, they like reveal at the end.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, was it Lil Wayne won?
Oh.
He was a rapper.
I don't know, but who? But basically it's... For our entertainment, watching these like C-list celebs completely embarrass themselves. Like they've gotten to the point where they're dressing as fucking bumblebees and disguising their identity for our pleasure.
Which I will thoroughly enjoy, I think. And the reason I'm going to enjoy this mess is just the judging panel.
So it was released what day this week?
Monday. I want to say Monday.
Oh, it was a lovely way.
Lovely day. Lovely way to start. Oh my God. I thought when I saw it, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was an absolute joke. Yeah. And then I had to confirm with reliable sources like the Daily Mail to make sure it was a real thing.
Fully fact check.
Yeah. So first judge, Jackie O.
Yep.
Of Kyle and Jackie O fame. Well, I guess there's one Jackie O really, isn't there?
Has she ever done like a proper TV show before?
Yeah, Big Brother Australia as the host.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With Kyle. Pop Stars. Don't remember? She was a judge on Pop Stars.
Bum, do a.
Amazing show.
Yes.
Bardot. That's what birthed Bardot. Was there a second season of Pop Stars?
Yeah.
Oh, Scandalous.
Scandalous.
Yes. Okay, I'm getting shivers. And
Tamara Jabba, who went on to marry Kyle.
Yeah, insane. What a world.
I know.
Love a little insular Australian celebrity scene.
A moment of silence for the fallen reality stars of yesteryear.
Yeah.
We wish them well.
Mm-hmm. And next, we're going on to Miss Dani Minogue. Welcome back to another judging panel because she can't get enough.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Like, X Factor.
Honestly,
Australia's Got Talent.
Why not at this point?
Why not? What is she doing, actually?
Single mum.
I'd love a single from her. I would love a single. This is where...
Oh, my God, it's haunting us.
So we've actually moved to a new room this week, and somehow we've still managed for the lights to turn off.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just currently moving around the room.
I didn't
trying
mind.
To
I
get...
Don't...
There
oh,
we go.
Oh, we're back on.
Okay, so we're back on.
Okay, Dani.
That was... Yeah, that was a lot. Dani Minogue's there again. Happy to see her. And then... this next one, yuck.
Why yuck?
Dave Hughes.
Yeah, Hughesy.
Why is he there? This is like when we heard about Toilet Shane Jacobson on Australia's Got Talent. I was like, why are you here? Why are you a judge?
But Hughesy makes more sense to me than Toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, and Toilet Man.
I didn't care to say his name.
No, that's fine. The toilet man.
It makes sense to me. I think obviously what they're trying to do is...
They want some laughs.
Perk a little fun at it. Like, not take it too seriously. Yeah. So I don't mind that inclusion. Okay.
Yeah, I actually ignored his name when I read the article, apparently, and I thought it was three women judges, and that's what I thought the whole thing was. And I was like, this is great.
No, a lot of articles just dropped him off completely and
didn't amazing.
Include
so
him.
I probably did actually read what I read.
I think I wrote an article and forgot to put him on.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But... The creme de la creme of this judging panel.
I don't even know how to say it.
I don't, yeah. It's none other than one of our faves, Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay, I can't believe it.
Fucking Lohan.
I think she signed up as a mistake.
She didn't know what she was signing?
I think she was signing like a new hair care endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's contractually obliged to move to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
Film a show.
For weeks.
For weeks on end. And try and guess who the disguise...
Is that what the judges do? They guess who the celebrity is?
What else are they there for?
I thought they just, like, they give, like, a review of the performance.
Yes, they give a review and then they have to guess. But she's going to have to guess who the disguised celebrity is, who she has no fucking idea who they are anyway. She would not be able to name one Australian celebrity.
She wouldn't even recognise her own reflection. How the fuck is she going to know who, like, an Australian celebrity is underneath those masks? I didn't know they had to guess.
Yes,
that's ridiculous. That's amazing.
And, okay, so there's just a lot to unpack. Like, firstly, why is she doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Clues. Just... Thinking about the dynamic between her and Hughesy.
That's the dynamic between all of them. Those I want to see those three women speak to each other.
Real words.
Yeah.
But like Hughesy is not going to be able to sit there and not just make fun of her the whole time.
Yeah.
But she's also going to be so fucking high that she won't know that he's making fun of her. So I'm so excited for that dynamic.
I'm tuning in every week to this show.
Yeah.
For her. I actually want a spin-off show just following the judges, like, during, like, production and stuff, like, behind the scenes.
Missed opportunity if they don't.
Yeah, like...
She's also said, or, like, it's been written about that she might be coming here to open a new beach club or something, a la Mykonos.
Can you
Mykonos.
Fucking imagine?
I'd go.
I would 100% go. Be there. I'd buy a cabana.
I'd get bottle service.
Yeah. I would say that, but no.
I'd get someone to buy bottle service for
that me. Was an underrated show.
It really...
Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. It was a mess, but the kind of mess I enjoy.
Yeah. So, anyway, stay tuned on more updates on that. It's wild. Ruminate on that.
If we suffered through going to Australia's Got Talent to watch a show...
You better
believe we're going to try and get in the goddamn audience.
I love how you said
this.
Trying.
What's that?
We will try.
We will try, yeah. And we may not be allowed. Lisa and I tried to go on to a Channel 10 format, which we were denied.
Yeah, they didn't want
us. We were not eligible, they said.
I think maybe in the application I said the podcast and they must have listened to it and they were like, we're good.
I'm going to say what you said to me a few weeks ago, that you believe that someone has listened to this podcast,
true,
then made a
true,
decision
true, true, true,
based
true, true.
On that.
Okay, scratch that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lindsay, welcome to our country. Can't wait to
open
see
arms. You. Yeah, can't if wait. If you need to a place to crash, you know, I can pull out the sofa.
We've got to go to Icebergs. You know she's going to go there.
100% because she needs there. A photo. She needs a photo at Icebergs.
Okay, maybe we'll do a bit of a meetup. Any mm-hmm. Vodka Sofa Lies fans who wants to
stalk Lindsay with us?
Yeah.
Come along.
We'll see you there. Okay, Daniel, I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm. I'm worried about this.
Yeah, you should be. David Campbell, he thinks his son, his small son.
How old is his son?
Like seven.
Okay.
Seven or eight. He believes that his son is Princess Diana reincarnated. Anyway, thanks for tuning in.
Like, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he say this on air?
Yeah. So he,
was he laughing?
Well, I think so, but I think it's been picked up in the media now as him being serious, but I think it's a bit of both. A little okay. column A, a little column B. So he believes that his son is Diana
mm-hmm.
because he can recall, like, facts about her and memories
no.
that he shouldn't know as, like, a small boy.
So is the boy recalling memories of when her and Charles split up and she started fucking the guy on the yacht? Is yes. that the kind of things yeah, he's bringing up?
Yeah, the little boy is like, it was a tough time. It was a tough time for me. Oh my God. And now a renowned Australian psychic has chimed in and has gone, yeah, confirmed, this is Diana.
Stop. Yes. Who? No, please.
Just
stop
some
it.
Psychics weighing in now and no. like very seriously going, yes, yes, it is true. It is Diana in okay. there. Okay.
So next guest we mm-hmm. need to get is this
that,
psychic.
Is that psychic, yeah.
Just to tell us more facts about Australian celebrities and yeah. just more theories that she can confirm.
Yeah.
She or he?
I don't know.
Okay.
We
need to DM them immediately.
I've got a theory.
Okay.
If my small son
mm-hmm.
started saying gobbledygook about royalty,
yep.
my first inclination wouldn't be, I think it's Princess Diana. I'd be like, he's gay. I have a gay son.
You shouldn't put that on him, but you're also correct.
But, like, I mean, you're a young boy mm-hmm. discovering your sexuality.
Yeah.
And if you are gay, we all know the first thing you dip into is
Princess Diana.
Is Princess Diana. And read up and study up.
Yeah.
And that's how you know that you need to come out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are they telling him he is Princess Diana? He just wants to fuck boys when he's of age.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is, we're talking about you said a seven-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, however old he is.
7 or 8 years old.
Okay, yeah.
He could be 15.
But, you know, that's his journey.
Yeah.
He can get there himself.
Completely.
Yeah.
And now I feel like he's had that taken away from him. I think he'll, you know, get to 18, 19 and be like, shit, I'm embarrassed.
Can you imagine if he starts going through, like, has to go through therapy and stuff and he doesn't actually believe he's Diana, but they start speaking to him as if he does believe because yeah. David Campbell has put that narrative projecting. On his son. Yeah. And he's like, no, I don't believe. And they're like, why are you telling people then? You need to stop, Diana.
Yeah. I mean, must be one of the hard parts about having your dad host a national TV show.
And just come up with shit to say every day. So yeah. that's a result of this now.
If that boy doesn't turn out to be gay, I'll
you
be
have
shocked.
To eat your own words.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll eat my own shit.
Okay. We'll hold you to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll check back when we're still doing this podcast in, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Well, okay, let's give him at least 10.
Oh, my God, don't sigh.
No, he's young. Let's give it, like, 10 and a bit of when he's of consenting age.
So you think by 17 he's not going to know if he's gay or not?
Yeah, no, but just, like, let him...
Anyway, I thought you were sighing because I'd said that we're still going to be doing this podcast.
Oh, no. I was talking about him being of age of consent.
You are very much aware that this is our reality now and this is all we've got to give the world.
Yeah, no, this is literally all we got. And we couldn't even get it right last week.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning back in. Sorry it was a bit all over the
place. It's a bit of a mess.
But that's us. And that's why you tune in.
Yeah.
We're trying to be better for you,
mm-hmm.
but also not at the same time.
Yes. But we'll get there. With tiny steps.
We'll get there or we won't.
Yeah, exactly. Tune in to find out.
We'll see you next week, guys. And, well, we won't see you.
Yep. You'll hear from us.
You'll hear from us. Don't call us.
We'll call you.
All right. I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
Oh, you got it right.
Did I?
Yeah.
We are getting better. Bye.
Bye.